It's 22:30 Coordinated Universal Time. Stay tuned for the international rebroadcast of The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern. Yeah!
Scald your bottles, Canada. Blessed Iceland. Hail and salutations to all. My name is Paul Moth. Roasts, steaks, sausage, or ground. Put in your orders now. You listen, we shoot. It's hunting season in Newfoundland. Moose and more for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. You can imagine my excitement last week when I returned from Cornerbrook, hit play on my answering machine, and heard the following.
Policy of Columbia House Records, and oops. I'm afraid you'll have to pay within 14 days.
Wrong message here.
Here it is, Paul, from the Department of Wildlife, and I'm opening it up. Skin Cabin Pond, Cape Shore 32, bull only. Tell your mom to heat her hot, Paul. We'll have our moose this year.
Yes, my old pal Jer got the moose license. It was time once again to convene a meeting of my oldest pals, the boys. Time to swaddle yourself in blaze orange, to oil the 303, pack a lunch, and head for the woods. This, then, is my moose hunting journal.
We're in the basement of Moth Manor on Kitty Vitty Road to plan our moose hunting expedition to Skin Cabin Pond. I'm joined by my old buddies, Bill Murphy.
Present.
Bill is 2 months sober, I believe. Is that right, Bill?
2 months, 1 week, 3 days, 6 hours, and going on 17 minutes.
Yay!
How'd that be, Bill?
Yeah. It was the right thing to do. You were out of control, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
And also here is Jerry Cadigan.
And a big Newfoundland hello to Canada.
That's fine, Jerry. I'm doing an audio diary thing, kind of an audio verite, so you don't have to, you know, goof it up, boys. And listen, this is a voice-activated microphone, so you want to be careful with the language, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And Jerry has brought along a friend, local social activist, and house husband, Farley Monk.
Great to be with the men forth in this circle.
Yeah, well, welcome, Farley, welcome. So I'll get Mom to pack us some grub.
And we can take the duster.
Great. Still got the duster.
And now, what a firepower. I got the Burmeister Buffalo 303.
And here's the old Schickenbrone double bore. Farley?
Oh, I can never fire a gun.
What are you packing, Paul?
Well, let's check the old gun locker here. I haven't even looked at these since I was in Los Angeles. Let's see, a Uzi auto pistol, AK-47, I got the Galil machine gun.
Jeez, Paul, what are you doing with all the guns?
When in Rome, Bill, when in Rome.
You must have had a lot of aggression.
You don't know the half of it, Farley. I had some dental work done in L.A., and I figured the CIA put a tracking device in one of my fillings so that I'd lead them to my old Mexican producer, Coco Cabrera. Needless to say, well, I was spooked.
The CIA was tracking you.
Well, in the end, it was the speedballs talking. Anyway, I had lots of guns. And here it is, boys, the weapon of choice, a Freedom Arms 454 with a 10-inch barrel and night sights. But if I'm not mistaken, Bill here has the secret weapon.
Indeed I do. Straight out of my freezer.
Yeah!
What is it?
It's the cock and balls of a bull moose.
Oh, wow. I've read about this. The men of the Saguni tribe of Ugubamba, they do this.
Do what?
Perform a ritual dance with the sexual organs of a large ruminant before the hunt. Oomba, oonga, oonga.
No, Fry, you got the wrong idea. It's because of the hunting license. Bull only.
Sorry?
If we shoot a cow, we got Mr. Moose's gear here to show the warden, right?
Oh, I see. But we can still do the dance.
What in the name of God are you getting on with, Friday?
Well, whatever. Paul, where's the little boy's room?
It's upstairs, Friday. And don't mind Ma.
What was that? Where did you find Farley?
He's the circle leader in my men's group.
Men's group? Is that some kind of homo thing?
No. It's to develop men's sensitivity.
Men's group?
Pamela insisted that I join, get in touch with my feminine side.
Pamela's a winking.
Look, that's my fiance you're talking about, dear pal.
Yeah, well, that's outside.
That's right again. That's right.
So, when do we start?
Tomorrow morning. We'll hit the road at 4 o'clock, and we'll grab breakfast at the Moorlands. Oh, God, I need more sleep.
I slept like a baby.
You know, I find now, not drinking, I'm having these horrible dreams.
You should try melatonin.
Is that like lewds? You don't have any lewds, do you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Coffee's all around?
Please.
Yeah, please, sure. Coffee for me, please.
Do you have herbal teas?
No.
No, okay. Just some spring water. I love these booths. I mean, it's just like our men's circle. Here, Bill, give me your hand.
Don't touch me, Farley.
No problem. You know, I really gotta pee.
Well, go pee.
Go pee, man.
No, it's... Oh, wait, it's clear. I'm going.
Jer, what is it with this guy in the bathroom?
He's got this toilet anxiety thing and he's working through.
What?
He can't urinate in front of other men.
I know, that can be rough.
I don't know about this, boys.
He'll be fine.
Just leaving him there like that. Look, his coat is back here.
Just forget it, okay? He's gonna be fine.
I don't know, Bill. Farley's pretty sensitive.
Shut up, Jer.
Hello, I am Earl Biggs.
I might have approached for a drink.
Listen, turn up the radio. Updates. Turn up the radio.
Brought to you by Big Lad Brewery. An intensifying low-pressure system is approaching the Avalon Peninsula from the northwest. This system will bring heavy rains, high winds, and temperatures near the freezing point.
Great.
It's time to batten down the hatches in southeastern Newfoundland.
Fantastic.
That's your weather update from Big Lad.
It's going
now
to be a
back
great
to
weekend.
Day in, day out with Gary Snow and Heather Swift.
Thanks, Erling. I'm Heather Swift. Gary's in rehab today. Let's start this hour with some music.
You have to listen to the BCN.
Ron Hines, River, no return.
Water rising in rainfall course, river boat on a reckless course. All the gamblers gone for broke, in the steam and the sweat and the smoke. But what have they all got to lose? Only these gamblers' blues, only these gamblers who never learn. Down the river, no return. River, no return. Rushing wind like a runaway train. Subway screaming a wild refrain. Lonely child on the city street. Weary face out a window seat. It's been waiting there for so long. Waiting for love to come home. Love's not a going concern. Down the river of no return. Ever wonder whose hand is on the wheel? Ever wonder who negotiates these deals? Ever ask yourself why? Ever ask yourself? Had a friend who had all he desired. I had a lover with eyes on fire. A love that was pure from the start. Except for that restless heart. It's restaurant carts always betray. Somehow they get swept away to a place where love's fire won't burn. Down the river, no return. River, no return. Ever wonder whose hand is on the wheel? Ever wonder who negotiates these deals? Ever ask yourself why? Ever ask yourself? Water rising, rain full force, riverboat on a reckless course. All the gamblers going for broke, in the steam and the sweat and the smoke. What have they all got to lose? Only these gamblers blues. Only these gamblers who never learn, never learn. Down the river, no return. Past the long night of bridges that burn.
I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. Junior Achievement Newfoundland, in association with the St. John's Board of Trade, presents Earl Vardy, fund manager and tax consultant. Mr. Vardy will present a talk entitled High Yield Offshore Investing and the Young Offenders Act. Opportunities for youth abound in fields of business activity considered too risky for adults. Earl Vardy shows how the ambitious under 18-year-old can assess the risks and make the big money. Were you involved in a NASA staging of lunar landings near Fermius in the 1960s? A group of former film crew members in the secret undertaking are forming an association. You can join tonight at 7:30 at the BIS. The Good Old Gander Foundation will be meeting in St. John's this week to develop plans for a Gander Day celebration. If you have ideas for a Gander Town Festival, come and meet the Foundation's steering committee at the Leif Erikson Room of the Hotel Palmer Hotel Tuesday at 7 p.m. As part of the celebrations, Gander is preparing a commemorative Big Book of Gander. In aid of this project, any persons having recollections of romance at the crossroads of the world are invited to call 1-800-GANDERED. And finally, a pair of men's bifocals, a large box of lemon cream biscuits and a tube of salve were left at the BCN last week. The owner can pick the items up at the station. Those are some BCN community announcements. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, serving the island for over 60 years.
Ah, the shack at Skin Cabin Pond, a rustic reminder of the old Terra Nova that used to be.
This is desperate, huh?
It's no worse than the old one.
I gotta say, boys, the booze certainly cast this dump in a rosier light.
Don't think like that, Bill.
I need a drink.
Well, there's no booze along. Paul's out of that.
Thanks, Paul. You're a real pal.
You're welcome, Bill. You'll thank me later. Well, lads, the sun will soon be up. Leave what you're going to leave here, and then let's go out and get our moose.
A few signs.
Yes, boy, a few signs.
Any signs?
Yes, a few signs.
this.
It looks pretty fresh.
Should have steam coming off it.
Oh, I say he's close.
What?
Shh. I say he's real close.
He's at him. Look.
I'm fine here.
Chair!
Okay. Yeah, fine here. Good here. All men accounted for.
All accounted for.
All accounted for. Oh, jeez. Oh, boss.
Move on, then.
Okay. Sure. Let's move on. If it's all right with you guys, I wouldn't mind going back to the cabin for a change. Change of pants, huh?
I'm with you, Bill.
Oh, okay. That makes three for sure.
Well, we'll have better luck tomorrow.
We'll have better luck tomorrow.
Pick a wiener, Bill. Jeez, no food. I can't go to food.
We used to have better luck when Bill would do his moose call.
Remember that? Bill would get totally tanked up, wander out, cover himself up in mud, and let go of the old moose call.
Never failed.
Come on, Bill, give us the moose call.
No, I'm not.
Come on, boy. The old moose call.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. No.
Put more into it, boy.
No, I'm not doing this.
Come on. One shot.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. Well, look. I say tomorrow we go on up past the Lucifer Gullies because there's always a few moose up there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a hike up to Lucifer Gullies.
Come on, boys. We came out here to get the GD moose.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying it's a bit of a hike. That's all.
We're having fun now, aren't we?
No,
oh, yeah. We're really having a good time up in the woods now, aren't we? Jeez, I'm parched for a drink.
Give us the moose again, boy. Come on.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
I suppose you're wondering if we got our moose. I'm not giving anything away. We'll go back to the woods in a moment. But first, it's time to play the most popular game show in the... What's that? Hollis Duffett tells me that, evidently we don't have time to play What's That Noise from Newfoundland today. There'll be hell to pay for that, I bet. But I do have time to remind you about our annual Listener's Letters program coming up on November 1st. This'll be your last notice, so please hurry. Get those letters in the mail. We'll answer some of the questions going around in your head. If you have something you'd like to know about the BCN, our people, our history, the Great Eastern, or whatever, drop us a line. Send mail to Listener's Letters, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or you can email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Fall in Iceland. That is our most beautiful month. Join me, Bjarni Gudmundsson, for Iceland Report in BCN, the Nights of Sundays. Yes, it is our time of harvest too on Iceland. This week, sample me with the cookings of Iceland. Jams of berry and moss, jellies of the same. Bird feathers, another game, cooked as little as you like it on the Iceland manor. Let's a hunting go. That's another example in which we eat. Not only from the sea do we have our meats. So put your shoes on. There's something good in them. With me, Bjarni Gudmundsson in Iceland Report, here with the BCN.
I'm just telling you.
What? What are you telling me? What are you telling me, Jer?
Lost. I'm telling you.
I think I'm with Jer there, Bill. I think we are lost.
I'm telling you, boy.
Look, we are not
lost!
We are lost!
Boys, Eddie, look. It's getting pretty dark now, and I don't think we're gonna...
Just wait, look! What? Look at it, it's a cabin!
Jesus.
Come on!
Is it locked?
Oh, yeah. Stand back. Not locked for long.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Well, this is a bit of luck.
Doesn't look like anyone's been here in years.
Oh, my.
Couple bumps back here.
Okay. Look, a few old cans of beans.
Jeez, press one up. I've got found it.
Yeah. John Franklin's beans.
What can go wrong with canned food, eh?
What do you got there?
Got some beans.
Jeez, Paul, I don't think you should be eating those.
They're from a tin, Jerboy. Come on, take it easy.
Here you go, Paula. This might be of interest to you.
Oh, look at that, a microphone, an old Krupp's Funkenshite.
Oh, boy, that's great. Just what we need.
You know what? I bet this is Ron Gallegly's cabin, Bill. He used to record shows from up here, remember?
Ask me if I care, Paul.
I'll tell you. This is freaking me out.
And what's this?
What do you got there? It's rum.
Don't do it, Bill.
I'm cool. Look at this stuff. It's ancient. I got here. Young Sam and Lieutenant Morgan.
Well, so I guess we should bunk down here for tonight. Trying to make it back to our cabin tomorrow?
It's dark room, eh?
Go lie down, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you guys don't have some of these beans. I tell you, they're absolutely fantastic.
Wake up, Paul.
Huh?
Paul.
Don't probe me. Don't probe me!
Wake up. Get back at you. I'll shoot.
Don't you put the gun down. It's me, Jerry. No, I'm sorry, Jerry. I was back in the desert. With a ship. A Detective Agnew.
It's the beans, Paul. The beans must have been bad.
Oh, what's going on?
Bill's gone.
What?
So is the rum.
Oh, my God. Listen. God, I hope he doesn't hurt himself. Get on!
When the shooting stopped and the smoke cleared, there was a big bull moose just outside the cabin. Good old Bill. Jer and I dressed the fallen beast and hauled it back a long, long way and lashed it to the duster. Bill called just yesterday. His blackout lasted 3 days, and he came to in Sackville, New Brunswick. There's a story I'd like to hear. As I speak to you now, Mom is back at Moth Manor braising a choice roast of meat with onions and salt pork. This has been my moose hunting journal. Not only for their warm hospitality last weekend, but also for their recognition of the work I do promoting the arts and culture of our island home, I gratefully acknowledge and thank the people of Newfoundland's second town, Corner Brook, and the professors of fine arts in the University of Newfoundland there. And while I'm an avowedly nationalistic townie and an unapologetic East Ender to boot, I'm forced to admit, after having spent 3 days there this week, that Corner Brook is one of the best corners of the province. My own prejudices about the place were proven wrong time and again as I wandered through its mall, eyeing the shoe store that would do any town proud. Discount shops abounded. Food courts were in evidence. You can even get a taxi in Cornerbrook. Indeed, Mount Pearl would be envious of such cultural wealth. And the art scene, wow. It's been not only my privilege, but my job to track and explore the art and culture of Newfoundland. I learn something new each time I open this microphone. I meet the amazing people who make some of our art, people who keep alive old and dead ways of life, people who remember more than our heritage will ever forget. So, Corner Brook came as a surprise. Postcard perfect art positively drools off the walls of the local art galleries, waiting for the fat wallets of globe-trotting ski bums fresh from the double black diamond at Marble Mountain. And the industry is so finely tuned there that if you can't afford a copy from one of the mega runs of prints, each signed and numbered personally by the artist, you can buy an actual postcard of it in the gift shop. Great art and great business. The nightlife, too, is unstoppable. Well-known local radio personalities and incredible local musicians play tapes and CDs at the gorgeous, trendy dance bars there. And if your taste runs to live music, the hiply eclept lounge at the Holiday Inn, which really is a lounge, stays open until way after 11 in the evening, with piano stylings of your favorite elevator melodies, or the odd show tune, or Newfoundland comedy bit. At the theater, you can do a few laps in the basement pool or catch a classic on the stage, anything from Simon to Strindberg. In short, never have I seen such a little town come up so big. Corner Brook, Newfoundland, a community in cultural motion, I salute you. From the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, the Great Eastern has been beamed directly to you. Hollis Duffett is our engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio at the BCN. We love reading your mail. Send it to us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Our electronic address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. For more internet info on the people you hear on this show, tune your web browser to www.greateastern.cbc.ca. The Great Eastern is rebroadcast on Radio 2 of the CBC service on Saturday evenings, and in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the United States on Sunday via the shortwave service of Radio Canada International. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for Newfoundland's cultural magazine, The Great Eastern.
Good afternoon. I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong's Confections, purveyors of fine knobs to Newfoundlanders for over a century. Due to the production of a music video by neo-trad sensations The Hopping Bog Boys, Duckworth Street will be closed to traffic today between Church Hill and Queen's Road. The band has issued a press release inviting residents of all ages to be extras. The wearing of green or Newfoundland tartan attire is encouraged. Why not come on down and experience the exciting world of music video? Let's see what else we have here.